begin the second half, I would like to say a few words about these next two groups of pieces that you're going to be hearing. The three visions of William Grant Still were written in 1936, and they represent a kind of impressionistic, if I could use that term, I'm using it rather loosely, style of music. William Grant Still was often known as the dean of African-American composers, and he was really very, very, I guess I shouldn't say skilled, but gifted in terms of the way that he incorporated the forms out of the Western European tradition and those things that we consider as represented in the black experience or the African-American experience, namely blues, gospel music, and jazz. And so you will probably hear, I'm sure, some of those things in these pieces. They have descriptive titles, and I want to tell you a little bit about that. Still was very much interested in the afterlife. And this first piece, Dark Horseman, represents the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which you have certainly read about, you know, in scripture and so on. The Summerland is a piece about a land where people have no pain and no suffering. And the third piece, Radiant Pinnacle, represents a soul wandering through purgatory in a kind of a netherworld, or it could be purgatory, I'm not really sure, and is unable to find rest or peace. So consequently, those titles. I had the privilege of working with Verna Avi Still, the composer's wife, on these pieces. I was coached by her for a short period of time back in the late 70s, prior to Dr. Still's death. And so she was very pleased, I think, that I was interested in performing this music. The second group of pieces by Eleanor Remick Warren are also very descriptive. Eleanor Remick Warren lived in Los Angeles throughout most of her life in the Hancock Park community. And these pieces also represent a kind of, I should say, deeply passionate, deeply romantic music. And I'm sure that when you hear them, you will recognize things that you have heard in other music of the late 19th century. These are very big pieces, and they're cast in the so-called romantic idiom or romantic style. I am only going to play the Dark Hills and the Sea Rhapsody for you. So, three visions of William Grant Still, followed by Eleanor Remick Warren's three pieces from 1946, minus one.